still here, just doing some taking and hunting on the computers.
Been packing pretty much the same thing. Richard, I'll tell you this. You can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you cannot wipe your friends on the couch. Where'd you and that good-looking dead woman go? I'll tell you what, she's good-looking, even if she's 400 pounds. Stone, Richard's there. Cody, you still there?
Just trying to figure out a angle of attack for the antenna tomorrow, and I am of a half a mind to do some of the craziest idea I've had to take. I know for sure I'm going to pull that thing apart and put an extra 5 elements on it. Just have to remember the numbers. I'm basically going to take the front end of this 10-element beam off and put a longer boom on there with some extra elements. And then I'm of a half a mind to go cutting up the rest of the driven elements off of what I have left. I won't have to cut them up. Basically, I'm going to put, I think it'd be an extra 7 elements. I'll figure that up. I'm gonna go on the side here for a minute, figure the numbers up, be right back. Basically, I'm gonna make one heck of a beam, and I'll do one.
Come to me. Sure enough. Well, maybe tomorrow night we can all try to get in here again, and you can test that theory on us, okay?
If I remember correct, I believe it'll be like a 12 driven element. I'm gonna have to look at it tomorrow, but if that's the case, I'll be sticking that thing on the end of what I've got for the 10 element, just pull the front end of that and stick the other one in place. And then if I get really, really wild here, I'll stick going left to that old 10 element on the end of that, and hope to goodness the wind don't take my tower down. But I tell you, if everything works out right, my measurements and all that junk, I will have one heck of a transmitter going on with that antenna.
Interested to see how it comes out, sure enough.
It'll be one for the books. If I ever get me a permanent tower set up, like in a pad of concrete and like stuff with guy wires, I might get a wild idea and do a vertical horizontal set up and make them both the same way. And go in there and put about a 200, 250 watt amplifier in there. Yeah, we'll be carrying the mail there, that's for sure.
I have an 80 watt 2 meter amplifier. Only used it a couple of times. Seems like it was about 10 in and 80 out. But anywho. But as close as I am to the repeaters, not much of a deal, at least for this frequency.
Roger. Yeah. Well, I had a Mirage B320G a few years ago. That thing was 5 watts in. I'd get 200. Was it 200 or 250? Can't remember. Might have been 200 out. Yeah, the Mirage B320G. Yeah, it was 200. And actually, it was a hair over. But, yeah. I bought it for a particular repeater. I couldn't. Lord have mercy. Couldn't get it. I thought, well, because they had over on Stone Mountain, they always have to put the antenna off the tower up there, but they put the goofy LED lights on there. So I thought, I bought that amp. I thought, well, I'll make use of it. Not the only real use I got out of it. Well, I made a contact in upstate New York on Z4FM there, the reflector in South Georgia. Oh, no. I take it back. It wasn't a reflector. It was Simplex. It was on digital Simplex. I talked to a boy over in Carnesville, Georgia, and upstate New York. So, yeah, that was about the only good memory and a good use I found for that thing. Ended up selling it, and the power supply went with it. I think that's been about 2 years ago, maybe 3. So, yep.
Well, guys, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to pull the plug for tonight. The woman says I've got some laundry to be folding, and it was a pretty good load, as I recall. So, but Cody, glad you called me, and Earl, if you're still listening. You take care, you too, Deb. And Richard, enjoy your time at BMW. And Cody, really was good of you to give me that call tonight. So anyway, I'll do my best to be in here tomorrow night. And the other gentleman from, let's see, we had one from Simpsonville, and the other fellow was up on Lake Bowen. Good to hear you all tonight, too. And we used to do this all the time. We used to do this all the time. And then we just kind of, each of us got a little busy in our own lives, I guess, and we stopped. But you know, whether we do it on this frequency or another frequency, we'd love to have you come along with us. So anyway, 7-3 to everybody from KG4GFU, John.
Usually after we close the net down, the repeater is quiet. You never hear anybody on here. Sometimes I stay down here up to 2 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock on HF, and I've always got the 2-meter rig going, so I'll say 7-3's good night and Happy New Year.
You won the fight, as it were. Richard, what say you?
Glory to you. Good night. God bless y'all, and good to hear from all of you.
And everybody else.
Sure, John. Hey, get a hold of old Jack tomorrow and tell him to get in here. We'll send the dogs out after him. yeah, we're going to keep this thing going, so I say. Yeah, we let good coax go to waste.
Turn the wires. All right, I'm gone. KG4GFU.
Occasion.
Lab Town.
I believe you checked in with me on the net, hadn't you?
But I haven't been regular here lately because of work.
And that checks in over there, I can't think of his call to save my life. But he always checked in Slab Town. Yeah, I've been calling the net now on Tuesday night for almost a year. I think this past Tuesday was my 53rd time that I've been calling the net. Craft A3 tri-band beam out there. I got it laying on my grandson's trampoline. Almost got it all the way together. I want to get that thing up. I'm going to put it on a tripod up on top of the house. I'd have it up about 35, 40 feet. But I'm thinking about putting me a 2-meter quad on top of it.
That plan, I've got a small beam, but I haven't even thought about putting it up in the air yet. I'm still trying to get some other things taken care of before I start worrying about putting permanent antennas up.
Well, yes, I've got here in the shack. 3 years ago this past September, and the back door flew open, and I walked back there to close it. And when I reached for it, I had a stroke and fell out in the yard, fell straight on my head, broke my neck. I had to have 6 plates put in my neck back there. I messed up C3, 4, 5, and 6 vertebrae. I had to move in with my daughter, and there's absolutely no more climbing. Well, I'll be 74 next month, but physically, I feel like I'm still able to climb, but I've got 42-foot of tower laying out here in the yard. I don't think I'm going to put it up. I'm just going to put that beam on tripod up on top of the house. And I've got to get a couple of buddies of mine over here to help me get the thing up. I was hoping to get it up this weekend, but with this weather, it killed that idea.
Mercy KK4GFU, for those at yonder would like to hear it. 521A rotor, about, I don't know, maybe 10 foot stick in that thing, so about 5 foot up, I've got the Cushcraft. Up there on the very top, I've got a Antron 899. Well, I'm thinking to myself, I don't do nothing on 10 meters. I don't do nothing on 15, 17. Why in the heck am I keeping that antenna? I just messed with a little CB, but I don't even consider doing that junk anymore, so I'm almost of a half a mind, and I may do it, to take that sucker down and put my beam on the very top of that sucker.
Good idea. I've been thinking about getting me a 6-meter beam, and get it up. I've got a 6-meter dipole, brand new out here, I hadn't put it up. And I got a 20-meter double bazooka, brand new, I hadn't put it up. Then I got that five-band fan dipole. Water got in the ballam on it. I got to drill some weep holes in that thing and get it back up. And all I can do is sit here and look out at the trees and think who I'm going to get over here to help me. But every time I get somebody over here to help me, they want me to buy a beer and they end up getting drunk before they do anything.
That's why you don't pay them till the job's done.
Man, I gotta get this other solar panel up and get me another deep cycle battery. I got everything in my shack now running off of one solar panel. My 2-meter and then my FT950 is running off of solar. And I got my computer running off of solar. The only thing I got in here running off of the grid is my TV and refrigerator. If I get this other solar panel up, it'll just take care of my whole shack.
Roger on that. Richard, Earl, where y'all at? Have mercy. I guess they must have fallen off the truck or hit the sack and didn't do the seat thing and tell us good night. God bless. yeah, probably. I'd look at the weather and see what it's going to do, but if it ain't too crazy, I'd probably want to do is take that Antron off. I'd take it apart, tape it together, stick it in the shed so I figure out what I want to do with it. I might just put it on a different pole and stick it somewhere else and use the tower for the beam and then that like thing. Got that wire off of it. And from there, just see where it goes. Yep, I think that's what I'll do. Tomorrow, take that Antron off, put the beam on top, put that extra set of elements on the thing and collar it down.
I wish I had me another Antron. I got one in a trade here a while back. It's a brand new in the box, never been put up. I got a brother, he's big in the CB, he's disabled, and he moved back up here from Florida. He's gonna get him another radio, and I gave him that doggone Antron, and he still ain't got no radio, and I don't think he'll ever get another one, but he will not give or even sell me that Antron back. I'll run across one somewhere.
But, I'll tell you what, if I get this thing down, I'll get in touch with you, and I might be willing to sell you the thing if you got someone to come down here to get it. Georgia?
Over that's close to. I've heard of it. Lives up on top of the mountain down there. I hope he's still alive.
Georgia, Roger, roger. Well, I'll tell you what. Give me your call. I'm going to look it up through QRZ, and I'll tell you exactly how far I am from.
4 OIM, kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike.
Well, it's a just rough idea, about 130 miles away, give or take.
And for a couple of months ago, up in North Carolina, it was about a straight key from a solid key estate. But, yeah, I'll be in here every night. I usually stay down here, I don't know, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on the HF, because there's nobody. I always got this radio on, but like I said, after the net closes down, there's usually nobody in here. But I'm glad to hear you guys coming back in and using this repeater.
Roger. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get you an exact deal there. I'm going to put your address in real quick on maps, and I'll give you an exact deal of how many hours, et cetera. There's a standby. I'll do that real quick and get back with you on that. It's the only one I'm looking at here, about 2 hours away, give or take.
Here on the internet, parallel region, trying to find me a good 2 meter 440 to go in my truck. I've seen several of them on there, and I'll send them a email, and none of them ever answers back. I don't know what's wrong with them. I know my computer's working. I need to find somebody around here to work on a FT-221R base 2 meter radio, all mode radio I got. I had it sitting here on the desk next to my FT-950, and I was calling. I had the 2 meter base on, but I was calling CQ on 6 meters on my HF station, and every time I'd call CQ, I looked and I was keying the 2 meter base station up. So I cut the base station off, the 2 meter off, and then after I got off 6 meters, I turned the 2 meter back on. Receives fine, but the doggone thing won't key up and transmit. I got an RF into the transmitter side of it. Now, I fool with these old boat anchors. Restoring them. I've got about 5 or 6 of them in here I've restored. But I don't know nothing about this solid state stuff.
Roger, roger. Well, I tell you what. If I can get this thing down, I tell you what, this guy don't like talking money over the phone. Over the radio. If you could shoot me a text, if you got a phone, I'll give you my number. We'll do some wheeling and dealing there, and I might be up for selling this thing, because I don't mess with the CB thing anymore. Yeah, just 10 meters. I do more work. I'm more happy on the 40 and 20. I can do 15 and 17 on my wire, so why bother with 10 meters. Metallic 6, I've done it one or two times, but I have more fun on 40, so I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I think I'll probably take the thing down and just sell it. But yeah, if you got a pen and piece of paper, I'll give you my number. Why don't you shoot me a text, and I'll figure out the price to sell it. If you could, RG-8, and of course, this thing got the ground plane. Get down in the ground plane. Figure up the number and
I'll
get you a price.
All right, I've got a pen and paper here.
Number will be 706-969-6462.
6-969-6462. correct?
Roger, you got it.
I'll call tomorrow. I'm fixing to pull the plug down here myself. I'm on a bunch of medication, and I'm sitting here about to go to sleep now. I'll give you a call sometime tomorrow, and my daughter and my grandson, right now, she don't like me to drive on long trips, and she enjoys getting out and riding. It'd be a good ride down there. Yeah, I might just give old Jim a call, lives down there on the mountain, and go visit him. Be the first time I've seen him in about 3 years. But it's been good talking to you. And I'm having a walk with a cane, and I gotta walk about 50 feet from my shack down here up the house. I hope that wind don't blow me away. I hope that wind ain't blow that A3S tri-band beam off that trampoline that's there. So I'll say 7-3s, and I'll get back in here with y'all tomorrow, and I'll give you a call sometime tomorrow.
Well, I tell you what, if I don't answer because my phone, I've got it set up, I get so many calls from Joel Martin, and gotta love them Ubers and me, or wherever they're from, Hackettstown to sell them. So if I don't get you call, you'll hear a voice note coming up, just let it run through. And leave a message, just how you text message phone from telemarketer. It's not like talking to me, but yeah, I don't say, you know, I'm out here working on a tractor, blah, blah, blah. That's just a voice note. Let it run through and leave a message, and I'll call you back if I don't see you never pop up on the phone.
Every time I've been having to go to the doctor at least once or twice a week here for the last 4 weeks with this throat infection. And I think they sell your information because quick as I leave that doctor's office, I have all these doggone insurance companies calling me, wanting me to change insurance and all. Yeah, I just hang up. I used to cuss them out, but that just made they call right back. And most of them can't even speak English, so I don't think they can understand it when you're chewing them out. So I'll give you a call tomorrow. 7-3s, good night, and God bless.
7-3s, KK4RQ, 3rd QRT. I said, look forward to hearing from you, and be glad to help you out with that for sure. That's great, we're clearing QRT.